And good evening, everybody. Welcome once again. This is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, we're going to be playing some music from movies and TV. And normally we play the pop music, the normal songs you would hear on the radio that happen to be in films. But tonight we're doing something a little bit different and playing some of the kind of greatest hits of the cinematic scores. So if there's a movie theme or a TV theme, so starting with one of my favorite TV themes of all time, which was the theme you just heard from the original Battlestar Galactica, which as a wedding DJ I've used occasionally as a wedding march because it's so loud and triumphant and has a lot of oomph to it. And I've always enjoyed that song for that piece of music for that reason. But tonight we're going to be hearing some of the favorites of the cinematic theme. So music from the likes of John Williams, Alan Silvestri, Nino Rota, who did the Godfather music, Klaus Badelt, and others. And, starting in motion, next up we've got this one. There's so many great iconic themes. John Williams has started. We'll do the next few are going to be John Williams songs. So John Williams, of course, is the musical genius who came up with such great hooks for films like Star Wars, Jaws, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and many, many more along the way. Harry Potter. And this one, which is, I will put this song on my Spotify list because I just find it very uplifting. And if you've ever made a workout mix, a workout mix for something like, to listen to while you're working out or running or something, this totally fits the bill. From the 1978 film, this is the theme for Superman, the movie. On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk. We'll be right back. These scores, I find they're a little bit magical in the way they will transport you through time. Not in a literal sense, of course, because that would be really darn cool, but no. For instance, I remember being about 7 years old in the theater with my parents watching Raiders of the Lost Ark for the first time when I hear that. And, hey, being seven was cool. Life is nothing but cartoons, G.I. Joes, and Pac-Man breakfast cereal. But I digress. Hey, it's Mark. This is the Soundtrack Show. Thank you for tuning in once again. And as always, in recent months, recording from my Fortress of Solitude, deep in the heart of my basement in East End Hamilton. So, thank you for tuning in. All right, continuing on for a little bit more with the amazing themes of John Williams. I would be regretful if I did not play his Star Wars music. And the next two will be from Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back. So episodes 4 and 5, for those of you who are following along. So this first one will be... There we go. It's Star Wars, The Throne Room. So the end... You know that part of Star Wars where Chewbacca is dealt a very nasty, racist injustice. And then Princess Leia puts a medal on both Han and Luke for their part in destroying the Death Star. But what the hell did Chewie get? He rescued the princess as well. He became their friend. And he co-piloted the Falcon. Arguably, he piloted the Falcon while Han was shooting at Darth Vader. But did he get one? No. I think it's because Carrie Fisher was so short and Chewie was so tall, there was kind of a... It would have been tricky. Either way. From the Throne Room theme, the end of Star Wars, from the Star Wars original soundtrack, John Williams. On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk. We'll be right back. first that was Miko. The artist was Miko. The time was 1980, just toward the end of the disco movement. And that was The Empire Strikes Back, the disco remix. Which I like better, that one. I like that one better than the original Star Wars disco remix done by the same artist. I don't know that they ever did a Jedi one, but I think disco was dead by 1983. Anyway, moving along. Next couple come from the soundtrack from The Godfather, Part 1. No, there's only two of those. There's only Godfather 1 and 2. If you heard about a third one, it's just a rumor. Don't worry about that one. But this is the main title. And actually, there's two Godfather themes that everybody knows. And the one that everyone thinks is the main theme is actually what they call the love theme from The Godfather, which actually has lyrics, and we'll hear the Al Martino version, who played Johnny Fontaine in the movie. We'll hear that as the third song in this set. So, without further ado, the main title theme were The Godfather from The Godfather, Nino Rota.
Thank you.
was many years before I realized there were lyrics to that song. Al Martino, Johnny Fontaine himself. Speak Softly Love on the Soundtrack Show 101.5 The Hawk.
Speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, the tender, trembling moments start. We're in a world, our very own, sharing a love that only have ever known. Wine-colored days, warmed by the sun. Deep velvet nights, when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, love, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly, love. The vows of love we make will live. No one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world. So softly.
Klaus Badelt, he's a pirate from the original Pirates of the Caribbean. It's the closing theme for that film. Right, we're going to play a few now from Danny Elfman. Danny Elfman's another one of those iconic guys who popped up in the mid-80s. First time I heard anything he had done was on the soundtrack for Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And then after that, he was the mid to late 80s go-to guy called Breakfast Machine. So if you remember the scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when Pee-wee has his big, they're all distinctive in their own way. So this is the theme. It's called Breakfast Machine. So if you remember the scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when Pee-wee has his big machine making breakfast, this is the music from that. And it fits the tone of the film quite nicely.
Thank you.
Little Danny Elfman there from the soundtrack to the film Beetlejuice. Apparently there's a part two on its way. Who knows when that's happening. And there are certain comic book movies that do, and in that they started a trend. We had the amazing Superman the movie, followed by a reasonable Superman 2, and a goofy Superman 3, and 4, which was an interesting part for John Cryer. And then nothing for a few years. And then in 1989 was the summer of the Bat. We all saw Michael Keaton on screen in black rubber as the Batman. Franchises should come into the play. But Batman made a ton of money, which then meant that other comic book franchises should come into the play. Started the trend. And without Batman being a hit, we wouldn't have seen X-Men, we wouldn't have seen Deadpool, we wouldn't have seen the Avengers. So, thanks Tim Burton. From the soundtrack, the cinematic score soundtrack, there's two of them. For the film Batman. It's Danny Elfman doing the theme. I'm the only one who remembers where they were when they first started that. The opening credits to Batman, where that amazing music is playing over top of the camera scrolling around a giant stone bat signal as they play the opening credits. Now, remember, I was with several of my friends in the very warm, brand newly constructed Jackson Square Cinema, not the new comfortable one, but back then. It was so new, in fact, the air conditioning wasn't on. So while hundreds of people lined up out in front of the theater to go in and see it, it was opening the same night as Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which didn't do as well as Batman opening weekend. But we're all sitting in there watching this thing. And in fact, it was so hot in there that as we were leaving, they gave everybody coupons to go see another movie for free because it was too hot. And I wasted that coupon by seeing Highlander 2. But I digress. Played some Star Wars stuff earlier. I would be remiss if I didn't play something from Star Trek. From Star Trek the Motion Picture. And also they reused this theme later on as the theme from Star Trek the Next Generation. Jerry Goldsmith and the theme from Star Trek the Motion Picture. Explosion. Marty and the DeLorean zap back in time. That, of course, was the theme music from the film Back to the Future. And my friends, we're nearly out of time. This has been fun. This has been a little different from what we normally do, and I've had a lot of fun. I hope you have. I'm certain I'll be doing this again because a lot of stuff I wanted to play that I didn't quite get to. So, we'll call it a night for this one. I've got one more song to go. And then tune in next week when I'm featuring some amazing music that's featured in the new season of The Umbrella Academy on Netflix, which, if you haven't seen it yet, is a fantastic way to explore some Hamilton landmarks, and I'll get into more about that later next week when I do the Umbrella Academy show. So thank you for tuning in once again. This has been the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and as always, I'm your host. And you can find me on Facebook. Look for the Soundtrack Show on the Hawk. And if you have a favorite movie or TV theme you'd like me to play at some point along the way, please shoot me a message on there, post it on the wall. I always love to hear from people who are listening. Because without you telling me that you're there, I know that I'm probably speaking with at least one or two people. I hope. I'm going to call it a night with Axel F. It's the theme music from Beverly Hills Cop, Harold Faltermeyer. And stay safe, stay well, and be excellent to each other, my friends. Have a good night and a great week.